Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 7th. God corrects those he loves. Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Proverbs 3:12. Sometimes parents have to correct their children. Perhaps someone has had to correct you recently. Correction doesn't feel too great, does it? It's humbling to be told you were in the wrong about something. But correction is helpful, too, because it points out what's wrong and explains how to make it right. If your mom or dad correct you in this way, it's because they love you. They want what's best for you, so they help you avoid behavior that will bring bad consequences. Well, God also loves you and wants what's best for you. When you obey God, it brings glory to Him and good to you. When you disobey God, it dishonors Him and brings bad consequences to you. God wants your life to bring glory to Him, so He corrects you when you do bad things. One way God corrects us is through His Word. The Bible points out the things that are wrong, and it explains how we can change to make things right. As you read the Bible, watch for verses that correct you. These corrective verses are special expressions of God's love for you. It might be humbling to have to admit that you've been wrong about something, but remember, correction is loving. And how can it be loving for God or anyone else to tell you that you've messed up? Well, because it keeps you from making bad mistakes with bad consequences. Responding rightly to correction will change your life for God's glory and your own good. God's correction of His children is proof of His love for them. When I read the Bible, do I look for God's correction? When God or my parents correct me, do I receive it as an expression of love? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 7th.